Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Sarah and Vinny.
Alice at 97.3, Sarah and Vinny, Alice's Morning Show. It's 8:39, it's Tuesday, and it's time for the news. Here we go.
The Radio Alice Report.
What's up, everyone? This Alice Report is brought to you by the National First Responders Virtual Stair Climb. We are teaming up to raise money for first responders suffering from post-traumatic stress injuries in the San Francisco First Responder Stair Climb. This year, the event is going virtual. Just because we can't meet and climb in person doesn't mean that we can't raise funds for first responders. Anyone can climb, step, swim, or run from anywhere. Complete the challenge from September 11th through October 11th, 2020. Go to ws.radioalice.com/sfstairclimb to find more information or to make a donation. Here's what's happening.
Okay.
I want to begin real quick with an update here. I was sent a text about this after we did the story first thing in the morning. This is just an update. Jacob Blake is the guy, the 29-year-old black man that was shot by police in Wisconsin. He was shot in the back. They say there's 8 shots. There's some video of this if you look online, so you'll be able to find.
You want that?
Right, if you want to see that. The update, though, is because I wasn't planning to redo the story, but the update is that he's paralyzed from the waist down, according to doctors, but they don't know yet if that is permanent. So he is in serious condition. He's lucky to be alive, but that right now is the case, that he's paralyzed from the waist down. And that is from his father, who's obviously distraught, to say the least. So there's that. By the way, I know that John went and got a coronavirus antibody test. Did he got the results? Do you know what that
negative
ended up even
being?
Yeah,
he negative. He's taken several COVID tests. Of course, he thinks he's got everything. So any little sniffle or sniffle, I got to go get a test. So he'd get a test, and then he'd get the antibody test, and he's negative for everything. But he's still convinced that he had it.
The latest story I'm reading here is just, and this is from the New York Post, so take it for what it is. And I've gotten so burned by the misinformation or the information that they then take back. But here's yet again, they're now saying that coronavirus antibody tests are pointless. So,
oh, really?
I would say look into that before you, because I know John's test took him, 2-3 hours, and he was, it was a whole thing, right?
Oh, it was such a huge pain in the ass, yeah.
So, I as far as getting the coronavirus test that I took, although I did have to, meet on screen with my doc and then go to the place and wait in line at my appointed time, it actually was super easy. It didn't hurt, and it was done in a finger snap. So by comparison, I think that's the one you want to get. And this coronavirus antibody test, as they're saying here, is pointless. And
the only thing it would say is if you came back with a positive, you'd be like, yep, I did have it. So there you go. I told you so.
If you need that confirmation, sure. I guess that would be a reason to do it. Cruise trips are back, but
no, they're not.
Well, that's what I'm reading right here. Apparently, the first cruise, it's a 7-day Mediterranean cruise. And they're saying that, yeah, these are pioneering cruisers who want back in. They love it. They want to do it. And
Bryn, you signing up for this?
I'm not. No, not yet. But maybe in the future.
But you can't wait. You can't wait for cruises to be back.
I can wait. I'm waiting. No big deal.
They're calling these now, and this, trust me when I say that I believe this is some spin. So, you know, take it for what it's worth. They're calling them the safest trips you can possibly take. There's going to be tests all over the place to keep people safe. The voyage, they say, has COVID testing, social distancing, hand sanitizing, and temperature checks.
That sounds terrible.
They also have all the things that you know and love, which includes sightseeing, different locations, and all of the food and the good times on the cruise. So maybe this is the first ship back in what they're calling a $1 billion sightseeing industry, these cruises.
So, yeah, it is tough to see a big industry go away, but yeah, I'm not signing up to be the first. And frankly, it just doesn't sound fun. Do you know, really, I'm going to have to be constantly reminded that I can't, you know, maybe it's just cheaper to not go on any more cruises and buy yourself a little boat you can be alone on. That's what it sounds like you want to be.
I do know that a lot of people are going through that cabin fever, even if they haven't necessarily stayed in this whole time. You still can't go do things you want to do. Maybe this is a way. I don't know. But
I'm sure all the ports that the boat stops at, they're just like, yay, a boat full of
people. Right. Yuck.
Strangers.
Let's hope that some possible return to normalcy. We'll see. Survey asked people to name the most important things you need to have. You know what I should mention? Speaking of normalcy, we've all been saying, you know, 2021 is, you know, we can't wait. Let's go to concerts again. I've been hearing bands, different bands, not just one, but members of different bands saying, we're not going back to work probably till 2022. Like, it's not going to be normal again.
Right.
So this idea that, like, as soon as the new year, you know, we switch over to a different number, somehow we're going to get to go to concerts. Most people are being realistic and saying, we're not going to do a normal show again for another year beyond this one.
As this thing stretches out, like, when we went into hiding in March, I really thought, by June, you know, I got plans this summer. You know, we have a big deposit on a place we're going to get back east, and we got all kinds of crap planned. But the further we get into it, the more I'm looking ahead going, that light's getting further and further away. Like, there's a whole part of the country that's only just waking up to the fact that this is real and not a hoax.
Right.
And because it's taken them by storm because they didn't take it seriously. So we get a long way to go. I'm not surprised to hear that there are bands who are saying, yeah, we sort of looked this through and that ain't happening.
You know, there are some concerts and big festivals going on. There's one in Wuhan, China. I wanted to post this.
Oh, boy. What a great idea. You should do that.
Apparently, they haven't had a case since mid-May, so they say. But check this video out real quick.
Oh, boy, that is a huge crowd of people watching, I'm not sure what.
It's an EDM concert.
Okay.
And this
I don't know
just
why that many people need to go to the EDM concert. I feel like I can just stream that. But that's, you know, there's dancers, and the stage is huge. There is a large gulf between the performers and the actual crowd, probably for the performer's safety. But that is a crowd of people, and whether or not they have masks on, they are jammed together. I would call that 12 million people jammed into
really?
That place. I mean, it's bristling with people.
It does look filled up. But I think that, you know, look, I get it. You could watch from your home, but you don't want to take ecstasy alone in your house.
That's true, Vinny. I know. That is true. Right. Plus, your mom doesn't have any, so you got to go out and get it.
Right. New survey asked 2,000 people to name the most important thing you need to have in common in a relationship. So often you hear people, you know, boasting opposites attract.
And, yeah.
You know, you hear the girl going, I want a bad boy, but really she doesn't because he just keeps being bad. So there's a lot of different, you know, sort of mindsets.
Change a bad boy.
Right. Sure. Of course, that's what you're going to do. Anyway, here are the top 10 answers of the most important things you need to have in common. Number one is future plans and long-term goals. Like,
absolutely. That makes sense.
How much money you guys want to make, how to spend it, where you'll do your vacation, you know, like those types of things.
Where to live, how many kids, whether you're going to get married.
Kids is high on the list. You better have that sorted out before you lock yourself into something that you find out you're not aligned there. Shared values, sense of humor.
Yes.
Sex drive and your overall attitude about sex, that's for sure. Although that changes.
That can change. That does change.
That's so, you know.
You think you're never going to get sick of it, and then you have a couple kids, and you're like, you know what I don't want to do? That.
Right.
How about you go meet your computer in the other room? Go meet your girlfriend, Apple.
Thanks so much.
You're welcome. That's wonderful. Hey, listen, I'm happy for you to go get your frustrations out. It's 1 o'clock.
Sure. Thanks. Lifestyle, you know, whether that's that you want to, you never sleep and you stay up all night and you also are, you know,
are you super
black.
Into exercise or are you just like binge watching TV or, you know, this all makes sense.
I have to believe like though for Jane, there's, you know, as she's making everything in the house black and wears everything black and comes home with black bed sheets. And you have to be in the black in order to be, you know, Jane's partner, right?
Like you'd have to, because otherwise you wouldn't like her that much. I mean, that's like her color. So how would you?
I mean, you have to be down.
Well, and her husband's pretty, I think he's pretty goth too. He's not quite to the level that she is, but you know, he definitely has a look too. Like you're not surprised to see a little eyeliner on that guy. You know?
Right.
So
well,
they're
a former match. He's a former band guy,
right,
I believe.
He's a band guy. And probably a goth band. I mean,
right.
He might've been in The Cure for all we know.
I'm pretty sure that's not the case, but something like that. Yes. Work ethic, hobbies, and interests. These are the things that you need to have in common in a relationship for there to be any chance at success. Personality traits, work ethic, hobbies, and interests, political opinions, and political actions, like
especially
who you vote for and whether you take something like climate change seriously. These are the things that you should seriously talk to your partner about before you
get in a fight about them after you're married.
Right. I mean,
you should know.
Right. Well, I can't imagine that you'd marry someone without deciding or having a conversation about kids. That just seems like
it does seem
kind of crazy.
It does. You'd think you'd know someone inside and out by the time you married them. Really have a good feel for who they are.
A few months ago, toilet paper was gold and you couldn't find it anywhere.
Oh.
A new study found the average American is going to go through $11,200 worth of toilet paper in their lifetime.
Wow.
That's about $180 a year, they say.
That seems like so much.
Right now, spending has doubled on toilet paper because we're all stocking up. But in general, you go through 159 rolls of toilet paper a year. Seems
one
like
every
a lot.
Couple days, huh? That's
I never really thought about it, but you know, just so you know, you're spending your hard-earned money on that. I wanted to mention this because not only have I had wonderful experiences with bidets, but I also they were featured on Big Brother the other night.
Yeah.
And I could not stop laughing at those ridiculous boys and the messes
Joycey
they
boys.
Made.
I know.
Yeah.
It's like the thing shoots all over the room and you don't bother dabbing it up. You just leave.
I thought the next guy walked in.
Looks like he peed all over the room.
The water was too warm. I had to get up and it shot everywhere. Well,
Can you? I would think you can probably adjust that, right? Is it
probably
somebody needs
yes.
it real hot on their hiney?
Bidets are more popular than they used to be in the United States, and 42% of people who don't have one now say they'd consider it.
I should consider it.
They're wonderful.
Yeah, sure.
They had one in the hotel I stayed at on Oahu in, I don't know, a couple years back, and I frankly was...
Did you get one at your house?
I didn't, no. That's not something that I would have gone looking for, but if it ended up in the house, I'd be super stoked.
Yeah. That'd be the bathroom of choice. Everybody has their bathroom,
like,
you know.
I can't see myself asking for one for Christmas.
Why not?
I don't know. It seems like a weird thing to ask for. But if it were put in...
Like butt sprinkles, please. Could I get that butt sprinkler? I want that. Could you put that in all the toilets, butt sprinkler?
It's really...
It seems fun.
It's man, nice.
You know, everybody who's into them, though, and who has them at their house, like Tommy Igo is all... You got to use this bathroom. I'm like, I don't want to use your butt sprinkler. Like, you don't want to, like, enjoy something for your butt at someone else's house, especially when they're that adamant that you should do it. Like, could I just use a regular toilet somewhere? Why?
So you've never tried it?
It's great.
No, I've tried it. Sure, I've tried it.
Oh.
He forced me.
You have.
There was no getting around it, but I did feel weird about it. And then he's standing outside the door like, okay, so then you push this button. I'm like, oh my God, is this happening?
Here,
Tommy, I get it. You,
I'll push the button for you.
No, there was none of that. It was either I think he gave me like a tutorial while I'm standing there having to pee, you know. Okay, so then you do this. Then he waited outside like, okay, did you push the one thing? And, you know, you're a girl, so you want to press the girl sprinkles. Like, okay, thank you. It's lovely.
Yeah, that sounds like more interaction than you want. I'll give you that.
Much more, 100 right. times more than I wanted.
Our text number, I'm out of time. I'll have to do the frolicking story later, but our text number is 800-400-3697. We'd love to hear from you this morning, so text us.
Yeah.
Here's one. Vinny, you're back and you're safe. I was back yesterday, but yes,
day two
back.
Of the backness.
And I was only just getting people in my life to safety.
Squared
it wasn't
away.
Like we weren't in a bad spot, like running for our lives, but we have had to evacuate and make alternate plans. And I'm broadcasting right. from a phone today, as opposed to the giant contraption in
right.
the office that's still there. That
the
I
phone sounds
hate to
great
say.
Though. That little app that they have is that is a winner.
It does work. You're right.
Clear as a bell.
Let's see here. Is it just me or is the radio.com app better than ever today? Yeah, I think it's better
it
than
is.
Ever, and it's probably not just you, but you know,
as usual,
nice
gets
to
better
hear
every
that,
day.
Right, it's nice to hear the positive reports. Mm-hmm. I'll read more text on the other side of these. Thank you.
Sarah and Vinny on Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.